Welcome back in to the Week in Geek, your source for geek and pop culture news that's trending now. I'm your host, D Squared. Let's go to the guest line. Just in time for Batman Day, Samuel Garza Bernstein joins us to talk about his new book, Cesar Romero, The Joker is Wild. Sam, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks so much.
So, look, I had no idea. This is the first biography of Cesar Romero ever?
Isn't that incredible? I can't believe that no one's done it before. And when I found that out, I was like, well, I've got to rectify that problem immediately.
Well, you know, and it's so interesting, though, too, because I found out a lot of stuff from your book, but, like, first off, like, he's descended from, like, the George Washington of Cuba. Talk about his early life and some of the stuff that you talk about in in your new book.
Well, it really is incredible. You know, his grandfather was Jose Martí, the liberator of Cuba. He grew up in a very wealthy family that was involved with Cuban sugar manufacturing. And he grew up on the Upper East Side and, you know, went to cotillions and private schools and really had this very privileged upbringing. And then his father lost all their money, not in the stock market crash, mind you, but in the great sugar panic of 1925. And I'm sure you've heard of it.
I have not heard of it. I've heard of the Dust Bowl. That's about where my knowledge stops.
The Great Sugar Panic. And, you know, he was going to have to support his family. And he turned to the world of entertainment. He became a ballroom dancer, and then he became a Broadway star. And then it took Hollywood by storm, playing all kinds of characters over the years, like the Cisco Kid. And all these musicals he did opposite Carmen Miranda, and he just did all kinds of things.
Well, you know, and one of the things, though, too, that I thought was interesting was just kind of like at the time when he went to Hollywood, you talk about it in your book, where it was like the Latin lover sort of stereotype was on the decline because a lot of Americans were down and out on their luck, and they wanted to kind of maybe, you know, give them a little boost, and they were trying to get away from that. So he kind of lucked out in a lot of facets of his life.
And he really did, you know, and he always turned any kind of negative situation. He was just very good at turning it around. So, you know, he played a Latin lover in a very, at the time, thought of as an important big movie opposite Marlene Dietrich in a film called The Devil is a Woman. And, you know, he might have been stereotyped forever as that Latin lover, but the movie tanked and he just went on and dusted himself off and became the Cisco Kid.
Yeah, and it's really funny. I was reading the book again last night, and it was in that chapter, actually, where a lot of the reviews of him when he first came in town, and for some reason, every time you quoted one of these fan magazines, I kept reading it in like this Cuban boy, Cesar Romero, he's Hollywood's newest sensation. And it's like every time they had a quote, Cesar Romero is one of the finest Italian leading men in Hollywood. Clark Gable at the Brown Derby.
Well, I love that he was, you know, he was from the fourth richest Cuban family in America, or the second richest Spanish family in America, or the third wealthiest Italian family. You know, they just kind of interchangeable with, you know, the Latino kind of identity, which I thought was very funny.
Well, you know, and another thing, another bombshell, I mean, I guess to me, because I guess maybe I do live under a rock, I don't know, but that Cesar Romero was actually gay, and that he and some of the other starlets he would go dancing with, but he was a very private sort of guy, and I had no idea, dude.
Well, you know, he was gay, but I think there was a real authenticity to the way he lived his life, and the fact is, he loved going out in the town and dancing with all of these. They were his friends, you know, Joan Crawford and Carol Lombard and Ann Sheridan. He loved those women. And his love for them and his joy at dancing, I think, translated in fan magazine pictures of all of those activities as, you know, kind of this hetero, you know, man about town. And so he was able to give off that image without really resorting to any kind of fakery. He never got married. He never, you know, he never really pretended anything. It was just assumed, because everyone saw him out on the town all the time, that he was this ladies' man. And, you know, he let people think whatever they wanted.
We're visiting with Samuel Garza Bernstein. Cesar Romero, the Joker, is wild, is out of. Now, one of the other things, though, is that it's interesting because, like I talked with George Takei about his closeted portion of time in Hollywood, and it was like I kind of got sort of the correlations there, where it's like they were both sort of like put up as heartthrobs, but you know, they're that wasn't who they were.
Well, no, I mean, the image of famous actors and actresses is almost never who they are. You know, I mean, nobody is Tom Cruise. You know, Tom Cruise isn't that guy. Not really. How could he be? You know, they're larger than life figures. And I think in Caesar's era, they kept a lot of things private that I think helped people fantasize about these characters becoming anything in their lives that they wanted them to be. And, you know, there was kind of a common sense to that in a way that, you know, I'm not sure that I need to know quite as many details of the private lives of famous people as we do because of the internet and because of the way we, you know, sort of live now.
Right. Now we've only got about a minute or so left, and so I like his titular role as the Joker.
Never again will Batman have the advantage over me with that utility belt of his. No, never again will that ghastly girdle thwart my plans, for I, the Clown Prince of Crime, have found the answer to it.
Yeah, he's just so friggin' amazing, man. And the Clown Prince of Crime and that ghastly girdle. God, talk about his stint as the Joker, man.
Oh, my God. You know, it was so much fun. And I think for adults watching the show, you got that meta wink, wink kind of camp aspect. And for kids, it was just the joy of the, you know, the action and the color and everything. You know, he gave it everything, and he was just abandoned with joy and with, you know, glee at prancing around and that laugh. And he did that laugh for anybody who asked him to for the rest of his life, happily.
Wow, that is awesome. That is Samuel Garza Bernstein. Cesar Romero, The Joker is Wild, is out now. Get it wherever you get your books. Look, Samuel, thank you so much for your time today. I really do appreciate it, buddy, and great job on the book, man.
Thanks so much. I had the best time.